And we reported here when Quaker Oats, now owned by PepsiCo, announced that it would be dropping its Aunt Jemima brand in this Black Lives Matter moment. You know, the happy black face on the box of pancake mix, telegraphing warmth and comfort food. Here's a 1959 ad.
Yes, simple and delicious. Just fry pieces of bulk pork sausage, shake up a batch of Aunt Jemima's, then pour the batter on the griddle and sprinkle with drained sausage meat. Light, tender, Aunt Jemima's.
But critics have long said the character, originally played by a former slave at the World's Fair in 1893, and then by various black women who dressed the part in places like Disneyland, this character was a white, romantic notion of the antebellum mammy, having nothing to do with the real cruelties of slavery. But now, descendants of Lillian Richard, who was one of those brand ambassadors back in 1925, are unhappy about Quaker Oats' move, and what they see is erasing their relative's legacy. Vera Harris is Lillian Richard's niece. She joins us now from Forney, Texas. And Vera, just tell us what you thought when you heard about, you know, getting rid of Aunt Jemima.
The first thing I thought was I truly understood because of the Black Lives Matter movement, and which I support. But I also thought that my erasing my Aunt Lillian Richard would erase a part of history, a part of history that her family, as well as the town of Hawkins, where she came from, you would be erasing all of that history because all of the people in my family are happy and proud of Aunt Lillian and what she accomplished.
There's an historical marker dedicated to her in Hawkins, Texas. She made a career during a time when black women had very few opportunities to talk about that.
Yes, she did. When she was 20 years old, she went to Dallas to look for work. Because back then, in the early 1900s, of course, most of the jobs for black women were domestic maids and cooks and stuff like that. And at the time, Quaker Oats discovered her and offered her the job to be one of the ambassadors.
At such a young age, what would she do? What did that mean to be an ambassador?
Oh, I think she was excited about it because first off, it was a job. And she would go around to give demonstrations at fairs and at stores and other public places.
Yeah. You know, this is so interesting because I have a family member who is black. And as a young kid, he just used to love the Aunt Jemima pancakes because he was a black child raised in a white family. And for him, this was something that telegraphed, real comfort from this beautiful black face on the box. But we know that the history is complicated. The inspiration came from a song called Old Aunt Jemima in 1889. These white pancake flour entrepreneurs decided to make that song the inspiration for their pancake mix. They hired a former slave, Nancy Green, commissioned to be that first face of Aunt Jemima. She'd also travel the country wearing an apron and a bandana. The criticism has long been this is an idealized, white, romanticized version because slavery, you know, certainly was not kind to blacks and black women. Look, elsewhere in the show, we talk about another controversy that African-Americans are divided over. It's a Lincoln statue with a slave at Lincoln's knees. Some blacks wince when they see it. But the descendants of that slave or former slave take it as a matter of pride. Here you are, you and your family, taking Aunt Jemima as a matter of pride. What could be a possible solution for you?
I would hope, and my family would hope, that they would come up with a commemorative box. Maybe they could have on the back of the box a list of all the previous ladies that portrayed her. Once a month, maybe have one of the ladies featured on the back. Most certainly talk about my Aunt Lillian with a picture of her dressed up with the scarf on her head as well as the apron, and then a current picture of her. So people will see what she really looked like, because she was an intelligent, young, vital, beautiful black woman that took a job. She understood the times and that she lived in, and she just wanted to work. So when as a little child, when I found out about that, because that was never a secret, we were always told about Aunt Jemima, and my parents are buried near her. So we would like to continue to celebrate her legacy.
Maybe if the box also explained why it was of some controversy, having nothing to do with your aunt. I mean, the other fact is your aunt and other black women helped build Quaker Oats.
That is correct. They sure did. And for that, I think Quaker Oaks owe them a large gratitude of thanks. I just think that Quaker Oaks moved without maybe consulting some of the families, because we most certainly they didn't reach out to us. We reached out to them and, you know, just let them know we would like to preserve her legacy.
Well, Vera Harris, again, the niece of Lillian Richard, one of the 12 women who became brand ambassadors for Aunt Jemima's in 1925, traveling the country dressed as the character, who don't want that legacy erased. They want people to know Aunt Jemima was, in many cases, a real person. Vera, keep us posted on, you know, what happens next. Thank you so much for talking to us about this.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
By the way, in 2015, a petition was started to replace Aunt Jemima with the image of Black entrepreneur B. Smith, who passed away earlier this year. Quaker Oats says it will announce a new logo and name. Stay tuned.